Blog Talk Radio.
KFODT, huh? Show, ladies and gentlemen, with your host Ron D and Acacia. They're coming up real fast. Hey, we want to give you that phone number real quickly, ladies and gentlemen, for those listening on your mobile devices all across the globe, on your devices, on your technology devices, all your mobile devices, ladies and gentlemen, 347-843-4559. That number today is 347-843-4559. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ron D Internet Radio Show with your host, Ron D and Acacia, coming right up. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to be bringing you some key news topics, fashion, sports, community, and hot trends affecting you. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's go and bring them up here and open up those mics for Acacia and Ron D. God bless you guys.
What's up? Long time coming. Mindset back for a major comeback.
Been a long, long time.
Hey, life. That's what we've been on.
Nah, facts.
But yeah, welcome back, everybody. You know, we're starting our show back. We're going to start something new. Eventually, we're going to have the video part towards it, too. So check out for that. We're going to have that on YouTube. We're going to post it on Instagram and all that stuff. But we're going to hit y'all today with a couple new topics, some serious topics. And I hope y'all enjoy the show. All right, so first, we're going to start off with Drake. An Instagram model is accusing Drake for a fake. Well, Drake is filing a lawsuit against an Instagram model for a fake pregnancy and rape allegations. So basically, there's an Instagram model out there that is trying to accuse Drake for raping her and saying that she got pregnant by him. So Drake said, you know what, I'm tired of this. I'm going to go ahead and, you know, file that lawsuit. So basically, the 31-year-old rapper admitted to having sex with the girl, but he said it wasn't like that. She was feeling him the whole time, and now she hits the gram and talking about she's pregnant by this guy, and he raped her, this and that. And Drake said he's not having it. Hey, and that's what he hitting her with, that lawsuit. So he put that lawsuit out there for that. 9 times 10, he probably gonna win because he's Drake. But
I mean, it ain't even that. Like, honestly, that whole the rape, like females false claiming rape and stuff, like that's not cool at all. Like, you can ruin somebody's life like that.
Yeah, but
if she lying. I mean, I don't think he would, you know, drop a lawsuit if she wasn't lying, so.
Yeah, it got bad to, like, what she was going on live shows on Sirius XM telling, like, people that baby 100% drinks, and it got out of hand. So Drake said, you know what, since you're going to bring them allegations against me, I'm going to file that lawsuit. Do you think it's cool that, like, you know, can celebrities, like fans and people like that, you think that's cool?
I mean, I don't really understand the point of the suing, because it's really, to them, it's really not about the money. They don't really care about the money. They're not suing them for the money, honestly.
Yeah.
They're just, he wants his justice, I guess. You know,
and he
want to
get his name cleared.
You know, yeah, basically to clear his name. That's what it is. He's clearing his name. He don't care about the money. Because, I mean, what is the Instagram model going to offer him? Nothing.
True.
She can't offer him anything.
The reason I ask, because, you know, you got, like, different stuff happening where you seen, like, Sway Lee on Ray Sherman when they threw the phone and hit him in the lip. And you say he goes through. And you got Tekashi 6ix9ine, like, dudes hopping on stage, sucker punching him on stage. Like, do you think celebrities should sue fans for that, or, like, should you
let
them go?
Don't just let them go, but, I mean, suing them is not going to solve anything. Because 9 times out of 10, if they just a regular fan, they ain't got no money. They be saving up to go to the concert.
Because
the concert tickets for Drake is like $300-$400 for good seats. And, yeah, like, it's kind of pointless to sue, but at the end of the day, you want your name cleared. So, that's what in this situation, that's what it's about, I think, from my opinion.
I see. But on to the next subject, our childhood. So, it's news that's been dropped that Sesame Street characters Bert and Ernie are apparently a gay couple, but the show quickly denies it. Basically, what happened was one of the old writers, Mark Saltman, a former writer for Sesame Street, confirmed that Bert and Ernie was gay in an interview with the LGBTQ Lifestyle. Yeah. But Sesame Street was quick to clear that up and said they're not. It's a big frenzy. Like, everybody's, like, criticizing it.
Well,
situation.
I mean, if you say if he's an old writer, like, or the writer, I don't think he's lying. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's writing the script, like,
yeah,
in his own eyes. I mean, and then, too, like,
I mean, that's been a rumor for a good little minute, though. Like, a lot of people been saying that.
I mean,
but
yeah,
you can't really take that into accountability until somebody actually said it. So, like,
I mean,
they childhood, like, people grew up off Bert and Ernie. They
I mean, obviously,
they just thought
nobody,
they were just roommates.
It's a big deal, but it's not a big deal.
I mean,
I say that, you know, but, like, because it is, but it's not.
I mean,
just think everything is just kind of, I feel like, some things are they're trying to just force.
Yeah, they're trying to force it.
Like, they're trying to force themselves to accept the gay community, but it's like, can't really force it. Like, I see, like, the new TV shows and stuff on,
they
like,
added,
Disney Channel.
Yeah,
on, like,
more,
Disney
yeah.
Channel and all of that. Like, it's not like what we grew up on.
Right. I mean, nothing against that community.
Yeah, no,
nothing
against them at
like,
all.
Like, you could see they, like, forcing it.
Well, it's not even really them. It's the entertainment media industry.
Yeah.
The media entertainment industry is trying to force accept the LGBTQ community.
Right.
So, I mean, honestly, it really doesn't matter at the end of the day whether they are or not. It's Sesame Street.
So,
like
those little babies don't really know the difference.
They're puppets. So,
they're puppets,
it's irrelevant.
So, yeah.
Next.
But, I mean, I'm still rocking with them, you know, because I grew up watching them. But, hey, things change.
Make a difference.
But, on to the next subject, we're going to talk about Cat Williams and Wanda Smith. If y'all haven't seen it, Cat Williams was on V103 talking to Wanda Smith, and he got into, like, a controversial argument, you know. Basically, Cat Williams said something about, what's her name? Tiffany Haddish. About how she's, like, doing big things, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, Cat Williams, he's a comedian. He feel like she isn't, like, putting forth as much effort with the comedies as other people. So, basically, that started with a thing, and that thing, you know, Cat Williams just started digging at Wanda the whole time, basically saying she can't cook,
hey, that man
talking about
him.
Her hair, talking about her weight, and this and that. So, like, you could tell, like Wanda wasn't backing down, but you know how Cat Williams is. Like,
yeah.
Cat Williams, once he pulled one string, he pulling off.
and he's going all the way.
He just kept
zero
going
to 100.
So, I mean, the jacked up part is, like, I seen after the interview and everything like that, Wanda was sitting there talking to Frank Ski, and she said, it's crazy how she do all this stuff for the community and it don't blow up, but something like this blows up, and she started getting publicity off that. You know what I'm saying?
That is true as well. You don't ever hear about all the stuff that she's doing in the community.
She helped out, like, a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like, she always feeding the hungry, helping kids with the school supplies and stuff like that. You don't see that going mainstream. But as soon as she get criticized about her weight and this and that.
I mean, but that's what.
That's how reality
anything.
Is. Yeah.
That's almost anything nowadays.
But
that's a different topic for another show.
Exactly. But anyway, with that situation, they said that Wanda Smith's husband pulled up at Cat Williams at the comedy club in Norcross with the strap. Hey, according to TMZ. So she pulled a, I don't know if it's true. I don't know if Wanda had anything to do with it, but I'm pretty sure he was trying to defend his wife if it is true.
Probably, but I mean, you ain't got to pull up on that man with a strap. First off, Cat Williams is all of under 5 feet, probably.
He got beat up by a little kid, too. So.
Like, he's not that big. What you need a gun for? You could probably kick him and he'll go flying.
I guess he's trying to make a statement, you know, show him that.
And guns is not the way to do that.
Stop talking about my wife, but violence and gun are not key.
No.
Just saying.
Ever.
All right, so that's enough with the entertainment news. We're going to get into the sports. Your boy Antonio Brown is in his feelings. As you see, the Pittsburgh Steelers has been struggling. You see they don't have no running back. Le'Veon Bell has been gone. They can't seem to get it together. They have one tie and one loss on their schedule. And
didn't they tie with
the Cleveland Browns?
Whoosh.
Yikes. One, need to get rid of that kicker, because that game
he got to go. I would have fired him in the middle of the game.
And the Vikings got rid of that kicker, just like that. He was a rookie. Jump sad. But anyway, Antonio Brown said on Twitter, trade me and let me find out after somebody put a Twitter post about him not doing his job on the field. So basically, they did have an interview with Ben Roethlisberger, and they're like, what's going on with your team? Like, they don't understand. It's just week two, though.
Honestly, like you. But I mean, I can say, you know my team is the Falcons. Had we lost on Sunday, it would have just been turmoil. We would have been in the middle too.
I hate to say this. Y'all be killing yourselves.
Matt Ryan just.
Nah, don't get on that run.
But it was him.
We were Antonio Brown, basically. Ben Roethlisberger said he hasn't been getting any that many touches because, like, everybody's trying to double-team him and stuff because they know he's a threat.
Okay, but that's what happens when you got that's what happens
exactly.
To your next receiver.
Exactly.
All he got to do is perform. He can get open still, find a way to get open, catch the ball, jump above him. I don't know. Make something work. That's why you get paid
If you got two men on you, somebody open.
Open.
It's shining light on other players. But you know how that is. If you're the face of the team, you're going to get criticized no matter what.
Needs touches. Too.
That's just like Odell Beckham. If he get double teamed and ain't get no touches, you know they're going to criticize him on social media.
They do the same thing to Julio.
Julio, too. Exactly.
They do that to him. He'll get the ball.
Well, unlike Julio and Odell, your boy didn't show up to practice.
Oh, well, hey.
And he really taking it to heart. I hope he gets everything together. I hope they get Le'Veon Bell back and take over, you know, because Pittsburgh always had a good team. They just dealing with – they struggling right now. They really ain't struggling because it's just week two.
It's just week two. I mean, that Browns game was kind of bad.
It was.
Like, that was terrible.
That's the first time I ever seen a team tie.
Honestly.
Yeah.
With the Browns?
With the Browns.
They didn't even win a game last season.
Hey, but they got new people on their team, though. Speaking of the Browns, let's talk about Flash Gordon going to the Patriots.
They should have kept him.
Yeah, they
should have kept him.
If you don't know who Flash Gordon was, he played for the Cleveland Browns, but he has been traded to the Patriots. Of course, Tom Brady always picking up somebody. And basically, he's been – he's been in some situations with, like, failing drug tests, and he popped a hamstring trying to film his clothing line commercial. So the Cleveland Browns said they had it. So you know who picked him up?
That's how the Patriots be good. The Patriots be picking up a lot of people on free agents. Look at Tom Brady, last pick of the draft.
Right. I don't know. It's just that whole management know what they're doing. But basically, they traded their fifth-round pick for him. So now Brady got a receiver to throw to that's over 6 foot.
That makes a difference.
It does. Because, you know, he struggled. Like, they made it to the Super Bowl, but you could tell they were struggling.
Yeah.
But last thing in sports is about Vontae Davis quitting during halftime. And they said this man lost out on a $5 million contract that he signed last February.
What was the purpose of retiring in the middle of the game again?
He just basically said he wasn't physically there.
So he retired in the middle of the game?
Middle of the game. He said he wasn't feeling it. He said he wasn't physically there. If he had stayed, guess how much money this man had been making per game if he stayed?
Probably a couple hundred thousand.
No. This man had been making $1 million per game.
Oh, he tripping.
$1 million per game.
He tripping. $1 million a game?
$1 million a game.
You don't even got to play.
Don't have to. You get paid for just being on the roster.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Like, even the practice players be making money.
Exactly. They make enough to pay me or Twitch.
Facts.
But, yeah, so basically, he missed out on a $5 million contract. And he could have been making $1 million a game. So, hey, he said he wasn't feeling it. He probably wanted to see his family. His body probably breaking down. You never know because, you know, he's been in the league for 10 years.
Well, yeah. I guess it's about that time. But, I mean, still, it's not real professional to retire in the middle of the game. But
right. Cause
everybody, you know.
You know it's going to bring publicity, but still. I mean, he said he was done. He said he want to hang out the cleats during halftime. So, I mean, there ain't nothing that you pretty much can say after that.
Nope.
Just saying.
Just got to let him go.
All right. So, that's it with the sports. We're going to technology. So, I was just skimming through technology on Google, and I seen that they is coming out with a headset that languages.
Translates languages?
Yeah.
There you go. You was
I got tongue-tied.
You did.
But translate languages, basically. Basically, the headset, you just put the headset on, you play it, and it translates any language that any person says through it.
So they're like earbuds or what?
They're like earbuds.
So kind of like AirPods.
AirPods.
Huh. And they translate?
Languages.
So honestly?
They said it's different from Google Translator because, you know, Google Translator be tripping sometimes. So they said, like, this one's going to pick up, like, everything.
So every language, it's going to pick up every language.
Every language. So I can be talking country grammar.
Wow, country grammar.
Anything I say, it can translate.
Interesting.
Would you be using it?
No.
Why?
What do I need it for?
Why not? I mean,
what I need it for?
You travel, man. You never know.
If I was going, you know, out of the country and stuff, then yeah. But just to have, I don't need it. I ain't going on no trips out the country anytime soon. I'm in college. I'm broke.
I mean, if it's not expensive, I'll buy it. that's just me. I'll buy it.
I'm not going to buy it until I need it.
Honestly. You know what I mean? People, you walk up to, hey, can you tell me so-and-so? And you can put the phone up to them up and they speak their language. Oh, where's your local bathroom?
Local bathroom.
Yeah.
You know what, Randy?
I'm local tired. Anyway, but that's new technology. That's kind of cool because, you know, a lot of people travel outside the country. You don't
yeah.
know
what's exactly I mean, no, it's innovative. I'm not going to lie. It's real innovative. Just not for me.
But next on the list, we're going to talk about the world news. There's a rare dangerous disease found in Georgia with the mosquitoes. They said in DeKalb County, a rare disease was detected, and it comes from mosquitoes.
Eastern equine encephalitis.
No. I wasn't going to try to struggle saying that. And
flu-like symptoms.
You get the flu, you have swelling. They say it's pretty dangerous.
Okay, but it's more seen in animals than humans.
But
so,
it's still dangerous.
I mean, yes. But it's also about to be fall. Fall, the first day of fall is actually this weekend.
Well, guess what?
It doesn't feel like fall, but yeah,
what?
But the mosquitoes will go away. It's about to get cold. Mosquitoes about to go.
Guess what?
What?
I'm staying with the offspring.
You don't even go outside.
Yes, I do. I get fresh air.
Okay. Walking from your office to your car.
I mean, I sit outside because it'd be cold in there, so no.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they said that there's a dangerous mosquito outbreak with diseases, so be careful out there.
Wear bug spray.
If y'all feel sick and
urgent care,
have swelling, go to the hospital because it is out there. All right, so we're gonna talk about the Hurricane Florence. They said at least 37 people have died from this hurricane. 27 in North Carolina, 8 in South Carolina, 2 in Virginia. They said 343,000 people are without power in North Carolina. And as of 5 a.m. Tuesday, Florence has a post-tropical cycle. And it says it's 105 miles west-northwest of New York City with a maximum sustained winds of 25 miles per hour.
It's no longer a hurricane. It's a post-tropical cyclone.
But still, that junk crazy.
You said something else. You didn't say cyclone. It's okay, though.
But still, that junk crazy.
Yeah, no, it is. I saw pictures and stuff on Twitter and, like, Instagram, and it's just wild to see, like, how much, like, the picture I saw was a bridge, and you could see where the water was before Florence hit,
mm-hmm.
and after the fact, and the water rose, like, 20, 30 feet. Like, a lot of the rivers are overflowing, and it's just...
It's bad.
It's bad, like...
They said, like...
The people, I wish people, you know, would have evacuated, like they said.
They said the two people that died in South Carolina... It was mental patients. Like, the junk bad. I mean...
Hopefully they get the help that they need, you know, in a timely fashion. Hopefully they're not looking like how Puerto Rico looking, still without power, and we almost a year later.
Right.
But, yeah.
They said Michael Jordan donated $2 million, which is like $2 to him.
But, I mean, yes, okay, but he's still donating. It's the thought that counts.
I mean, still, I mean, I still feel like.
I know, but sometimes, I know I heard where, like, sometimes they can only donate a certain amount from, like, their business, you know what I'm saying, or, like, personal account.
I guess, but, hey. Salute to Michael Jordan, you know, he got...
Right, Lucy's open.
He owned the team out there, so, you know, he said that's home. North Carolina is home for him, so he had to do what he had to do. But they said a lot of stuff is happening out there with that hurricane. They said 1.7 million chickens were killed in North Carolina.
So we're going to have a chicken shortage. Okay, noted.
Noted. But, yeah, that's it for the news. We're about to get into our regular topic today. Our regular topic today is social media making us numb to death and violence? I think so.
I mean, social media downplays it, I guess. Especially with violence.
Yeah, because that...
Social media downplays violence a lot. As far as death, I don't really think it downplays it that much, but like,
it does.
As far as social media, no, it doesn't downplay death. What it does is it only, people only go to social media to, like, you know, say RIP or things like that. If it's like a celebrity or something.
Right.
I mean,
there's a lot of distractions on social media too. Cause think about it. All right, so.
I mean, cause some people are, some people consume their entire day with social media.
True.
Like.
You got,
like, you know, the IG models.
IG,
like,
models,
I was out there earlier.
You got the
IG models.
Instagram
and,
famous people.
Right.
Snapchat,
the YouTubers.
YouTubers.
Like, all these people.
But, like, with the violence and stuff, like, you can see anything. Like, when we was younger, we didn't see violence and stuff until
no.
we watched the news or something like that. But
right.
Like, now you can see everything.
You can see any and everything on Twitter, IG,
and that,
Snapchat. Like, you can just upload it and nothing will happen. Like, everybody will see it. It won't go away because once it's on the internet, it's on there forever.
Forever.
I mean.
Like, it's young crazy.
I just feel like stuff like that. One, there's no need to be recording fights. That's my thing. There's no need to record fights in the bar, at the club, school, bus stop, wherever. And I mean, if you record it, don't post it. What's the purpose?
But you know they're gonna go do that.
I know, but I'm just saying.
They wanna see it.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, what is the purpose of that? Which goes back to the point of social media downplaying violence, because as soon as the video gets uploaded, they're going to get props going, oh, okay, who won the fight?
Right.
And then whoever won the fight going to get all the clout.
Then the
whoever
person
lost
the fight going to get cyberbullied.
They're going, yes.
And they're going to be like, hey, you remember when he got knocked out so-and-so? Exactly. So, that jump ain't cool. I mean, I don't know if it's going to ever change because social media is growing every day.
Social media is playing a large role in a lot of things now. So, it's, honestly, social media probably is not going anywhere anytime soon.
I doubt it, yeah.
Like,
long
at
we
all.
Got, long as we got internet,
it's mainstream.
It ain't going nowhere.
Everything is mainstream now.
Like, you get, like, social media, they use social media for everything, anything. Like,
even jobs.
Exactly.
Most job companies out here, they got Instagram accounts, Twitter accounts, Facebook, I don't know, Pinterest, all of that.
But
you can see, you can even see, you know, McDonald's and Wendy's going back and forth at it on Twitter sometimes.
Exactly.
It's,
a lot of people don't even watch the news. Like, the news channels probably ain't getting as much views as it used to because, like, you can just go to social media and see the news.
True.
You can see, like, live actual videos. You know how many videos I ran into where, like, somebody been in the home and the police done bust in their house?
Violence,
and,
again.
Like, they don't got, like, they over here cursing the police out and stuff because
yes.
It's jump crazy. Like, you see
the internet
everything.
Is
you
taking
everything.
Over the world.
So, I feel like everybody numb to violence now. Like,
not everybody, I feel like to a certain extent. Like, certain things.
Certain age groups.
Yes.
Because, like, it's getting worse.
It is.
It's getting worse. Like,
Mr. Vaughn, what you think?
Absolutely. I do agree with you. I just wrote down the word insensitivity, man. Everybody seemed to be getting insensitive.
Yes.
Not everybody, but just people seem to be insensitive to other human beings. It's amazing. They'd rather videotape
they have no
them
regard.
Getting hurt. It's amazing. No regard. They'd rather videotape people getting hurt than try to help them from getting hurt. Just incredible. So, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, and as you know, Rondi, in occasion, sometimes it leads to people committing suicide, too, later on.
Yep.
Because they're exposed too much. Yeah, we've been really on that, too, as well with our young people. Because some people just
mm-hmm.
get bullied so much, man, and they don't think nothing else. And then when they see it on social media, and you see 5 million hits, you know, you think, oh, the whole world hates you. And, you know, you just think
yep.
that. And that's sad, really sad, so. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen out there around the globe, there you got to watch yourself and be a little more responsible in what you're posting because the other people do take it differently and it could cost their life or cost somebody else's life. So, yeah, I agree with you guys on that. It's just insensitivity. It's amazing. You think that human beings wouldn't even think about doing something like that, you know, the people. I said, man, these are human beings doing this kind of stuff. Gee whiz. But back to you guys. I agree on that one, buddy. Definitely. Definitely. Incredible.
I mean,
great,
but yeah,
great show.
Pretty much. Social media. I mean, as far as that, I'm just saying my two cents on this is just keep the violence off the social media. Like, there's no need.
Absolutely.
Keep it to a minimum.
To a minimum.
I mean, really not at all, but we know, you know, that's really not feasible. But I just feel like it should be lessened.
Yeah, and there's certain things you put on social media and certain things you don't put on social media. Can't stress that enough. But
absolutely,
that's pretty much all I gotta say about that subject, because like I be scrolling through my Instagram and everything like that, and you be seeing some of everything. You don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, little kids out here cursing like grown folks.
It's kids out here recording fights. I'm talking about they look like they in, you know, 5th, 6th grade.
Yeah.
But, you know, that pretty much wraps up the show for us this week.
Hey, just know we coming back stronger. We got more stuff on the way.
We're working on things. We're on the lookout for the actual podcast on YouTube with the video.
We're going to have a nice little setting. We're going to be live. We're going to bring guests in and everything. So be watching out.
Big things coming.
We growing. That's why I've been gone for a good little minute, because I've been doing big things. And I got some stuff on the way, so be prepared. And, hey, stay tuned. And thank y'all for the support.
Yes, thank you so much.
Fantastic. Wow, what a great show. Ron D. And Acacia, ladies and gentlemen, that was the Ron D. Radio Network, ladies and gentlemen, with your host tonight, Ron D. and Acacia, giving you some great information on serious topics. So we thank you so much for joining. Ron D., you know, one thing I always like to have you guys say is a little words of wisdom out there. Any words of wisdom for the audience out there listening?
My words of wisdom, it is Suicide Prevention Month, actually. Right. So check on your friends, check on your family. Check on anybody that just looks like, you know, something's wrong with them, and just ask, you know, how's their day going? Or if you could, you know, do anything to make it better. Because just asking them can literally make the difference of turning someone's day around. So just be mindful of the people around you, and you never know what someone's going through.
Check on your friends. Like, if you hit your homeboy up in a good little minute, check to see if he's all right. If you see he's down and out or something like that, you know, go out with him, go get some drinks or something, and go get something to eat, because you never know what that man going through. It's better to, like, try than not try. So.
Also, if you're not registered to vote, go register to vote.
You need it.
Everyone needs to get registered to vote, so please, everyone, go do that. And, you know, make sure you're in the proper district and everything, and you know where you're supposed to go and vote at, and when the time comes, be at the polls.
And a good word of my cousin Tripp, stay positive, and shout out to my boy Tell, his birthday tomorrow, he be turning to big 24, so hey, we're going up for a birthday this weekend.
It's a lit weekend.
That's fantastic.
All right, that's all
ladies and gentlemen. That's great, Rondi and Acacia, great job, great information, ladies and gentlemen, great wisdom. You guys get out there and vote. You guys get engaged in your friends and family, and make sure you just make good friendships, ladies and gentlemen. Take care of each other out there as well. That's what they're all about here on the Ron D. Internet Radio Show. Well, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. We want you guys to also hit Ron D. and Acacia up on Instagram. Hey, guys, give that Instagram contact out real quickly for you, for your wonderful guests out there.
You can follow me on Instagram at queen_Acacia, queen_CACIAAA.
And you can follow me on Instagram, RONDEE_MC. And you can follow me on Snapchat, RONDEE0625. And you can message me if y'all got a certain thing that's on y'all mind that y'all want me to talk about. I will talk about it. I can bring you on if you want to dip into it. Hey, we trying to network out here.
Absolutely. Great information. Thank you so much, Ron D. and Acacia, for that information about social media, so we can get in touch with you guys and also blow your Snapchat and Instagram sites up, ladies and gentlemen. We want you guys to share that out to everybody. And like Rondi and Acacia said, you need to hit them up and for some topics, right? Something you want to hear on about the show or got a comment, send it out to them, guys, and they'll look at it and bring you back on or bring it up on the show in the future. So thank you so much for joining us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We want you guys to have a great rest of the day and also a great rest of the week as well. You guys take care. Rondi and Acacia, thank you so much for your time, guys. Y'all take care and keep it strong.
All right, you be easy.
We'll see you next time.
All right, you have a good
All right,
Mr.
now,
Bond.
We'll see you next time. All right, you too now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Rondi Internet Radio Show with your host, Rondi and Acacia. We'll see you next time on the network. Bye-bye now. Yeah.